This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Kenosha man faces homicide and drug charges after crashing his pickup into an SUV on Highway E in Summers Sunday. 27-year-old Marcus Mann is charged with homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle along with cocaine and THC possession. According to a scoop from the Racine County Eye, Meyer may be bringing a new grocery store to Mount Pleasant. Official plans haven't been announced as of yet. You can go deeper on what's known at this point online today. Read all about it at RacineCountyEye.com. A 17-year-old has been charged after multiple women near the Racine County Courthouse reported being inappropriately touched. Sheriff Christopher Schmaling is urging any additional victims to reach out to law enforcement about the incidents. Caledonia police say a brief chase led to a Cudahy man being arrested for fleeing, drunk driving, and other charges. The driver, who had a blood alcohol level nearly four times the limit, also had cocaine and a revoked license. The Brewers could send the Cubs home tonight in Game 3 of their playoff series. First pitch is at 4:08, with pregame taking over these airwaves at 3:30. People in Kenosha can help shape school spending without running for office. Kenosha Unified wants people to join standing committees. Applications for committees like audit, curriculum, and facilities are open until October 27th. And upgrades are coming to the Southern Wisconsin Veterans Memorial Center in Union Grove. It's thanks to over $930,000 in federal funds. Governor Evers says the improvements will focus on parking, roads, and landscaping to better honor veterans and their families. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Brewers and Cubs in Chicago. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game 3 of the NLDS. After two wins in Milwaukee, Brewers manager Pat Murphy asked what is he expecting from the Cubs fans at Wrigley Field.
Yeah, I've been lucky enough to be here a number of times in the last 10 years. I know how great this crowd can be and how impactful it can be, just like ours were the last two games.
Right-hander Quinn Priester on the mound for the Brewers on facing the Cubs.
They know what they're going to get. We know what we're going to get. And it's just, you know, go to battle. And just, we're going to keep punching back. They're going to keep punching, see who comes out on top. And if we play our style of baseball and we execute the way we can execute on the mound at the plate, we're really confident in our team.
NFL, the Packers getting ready to host the Bengals Sunday. Cincinnati making a trade, sending a fifth-round pick to the Browns for veteran quarterback Joe Flacco. The Bengals losing three in a row with backup Jake Browning after Joe Burrow had toe surgery. With sports, on Mike Clemens.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.